Zakta Mishnah Vayitim, Masech Teshvuas, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Did this ever happen to you? Father, maybe a Rebbe, asked you, tell me, you're the one that turned over the garbage can? I didn't turn it over, I just pushed it a little. Oh, you're a Moida B'Mixas. And then you wonder what that means. So let me tell you what a Moida B'Mixas means. If I stop you on the street and I say, it's a very nice jacket you're wearing. Thank you. It happens to be mine. Come to Besdin. He has my jacket. Besdin doesn't say, well, prove that's your jacket. Bring the receipt from the store. No. I would have to prove that it's my jacket. The one who's wearing the jacket, he's the muchzik. He doesn't have to prove anything. The rule is, hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav haraya. The one who wants to take something away from someone else, he has to prove. It's incumbent upon him. I would have to bring Adam or some type of proof that he stole the jacket or took the jacket. It's up to the person making the claim to prove you owe me this jacket or you owe me money or whatever it is. However, if I go to someone and I claim you owe me $400 and he says, no, it's not true. I only owe you $300. So now, of course, he has to pay the $300 because he admitted that he owes $300, but he's going to have to swear that he doesn't owe the other $100. If I go over to someone to say, that's my jacket, or you owe me money without any proof, the person's not mechuyev to swear that it's his. But in this case, it's different. In this case, he was moida, that he does owe him something. So now he has to swear the rest. Now, the sugya of moida b'mixas is a complicated sugya. As a Shem Yisbach, you'll learn the beginning of Masechtas Bava Metzia and many other places in Shas, and you'll hear shiurim. But essentially, the primary mahalach is Chazal assess how human psychology works. There is no greater understanding of how people think than when a person learns Torah. If I go over to someone, I say, you owe me money, and he says, well, I owe you some of it, but not all of it. There's a good chance that what's happening is he really owns all of it. He doesn't have it. But he doesn't have the chutzpah to say, I owe you nothing. Chazaka she'ein adam meyes ponav b'fnei bal chayvei. Most people don't have the nerve to say, I owe you nothing, when you know the truth that you do owe him money. So what you do is, I don't know so much. You figure, let me give him a little, and somehow I'll manage to get the rest of the money. Either way, in our parak, we're going to learn the halachos of Moida B'Mixas. And our Mishnah is going to teach us two halachos about Teshuvah. How much do I have to taina? Me, Reuven, when I go over to Shimon, and I say, Shimon, you owe me money. If your name happens to be Shimon, don't feel bad. This is just a mashal, because we've been using Shimon as the one who's defending himself all along. So if Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, you owe me money, and Shimon admits that he owes something, how much money does Reuven have to claim that Shimon owes him, and how much does Shimon have to admit to in order to become a Moida B'Mixas? Zok the Mishnah, Shvuas HaDayanim, literally the Shvuah of the judges. But what it means is, explains the Batanura, when the judges impose a shvua of Moida B'Mixas. Hataina shtei kesef. The amount of the taina, the amount of the claim, has to be at least 2 silver ma. Reuven has to say, Shimon, you owe me 2 silver ma. From 2 silver ma and, of course, higher than that. A ma is about 1/6 of a dinner. The haida, and how much would Shimon have to admit to in order for us to say he has to swear about the rest? The answer is b'shava pruta. The amount that he has to admit to owe has to be at least a pruta. So if Reuven said, you owe me a little bit less than shtei kasef, this wouldn't be a case of Moida B'Mixas. Or it doesn't make a difference how much more than shtei kasef Reuven claims. But if Shimon says, no, I owe you less than a pruta, but not more, it also would not be a case of Moida B'Mixas. The claim has to be from shtei kasef and on, and he has to admit to at least a shava pruta or more. We're soon going to see in the Mishnah that if Reuven claims you owe me shtei kesef, and Shimon answers I only owe you a pruta, he's still not a Moida B'Mixas. Because being that he admits to the pruta, so what are they arguing about? They're arguing about less than shtei kesef. The taina would have to be, there was a discrepancy, would have to be a shtei kesef and more. We'll see more about that later. Rule number 2. If Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, you owe me a bushel of wheat, and Shimon says, nah, I owe you 1/2 bushel of barley, that's not a Moida B'Mixas, as the Mishnah explains. If the admission is not about the same kind of thing that the claim is, Reuven's saying you owe me a bushel of wheat. He says I owe you a half a bushel of barley, then potter. Shimon doesn't have to swear over here. Now the Mishnah gives us examples. We're going back to the first halacha. Ketzad. How do we understand hatainish te kesev eidah b'shava pruta? Reuven goes to Shimon, he says, excuse me, but shtei kesev li biyatcha. Two silver mas of mine happen to be by you. Can you please return them? Shimon's answer, ein lecha biyadi ela pruta. You have only one pruta by me that I owe you, and that's what I'll give you back. Potter, he doesn't have to swear. Now, this is a little tricky. What do you mean? You just told me if he admits to a pruta, he has to swear. True. But I also told you that the tain has to be for at least shtei kesev. Because Reuven said, you owe me exactly shtei kesev, and he admits to a pruta, so really the amount in dispute is less than shtei kesev. So you don't have a taina of shtei kesev here. But suppose Reuven says, shtei kesev upruta li biyadcha. Listen here, Shimon. There's two silver ma and a pruta that you owe me. And Shimon's response is, ein lecha biyadi ela pruta, I only owe you a pruta. Here chayiv. Because now the taina is for shtei kesev. The amount in dispute is shtei kesev. Because Reuven claims shtei kesev and a pruta. And Shimon admits to a pruta. Ah, but there's still shtei kesev that has to be decided upon. So you have a tain of shtei kesev and you have an admission of a pruta. Now, let's say Reuven says to Shimon, excuse me, there's a mana. Mana is 100 dinners. There's a mana of mine by you. Can you please return it to me? And Shimon says, ein lecha biyadi. There's no money of yours by me. So Potter doesn't have to swear, because he didn't admit to any part of the claim. He's a koifer bakoil. So Reuven can bring Edom, he can bring a shtar, he can bring other proof, but you can't force Shimon to swear to defend himself. This is the standard case of a maitzi mechabeyal of a raya. Now, mon ali biyatra. Suppose Reuven says to Shimon that there's a mon of mine by you. Again, a mon is 100 dinner. And Shimon's response is, 100 dinner? No, ein lecha biyadi ala chamishim dinner. Only 50 dinner of yours are by mine. Which I'll give back. So Chayiv, he has to swear about the other 50. This is classical Moida B'miktsas. Is there ever a case where a person doesn't have to swear even though he admits to part of the claim? Yes. Mona la'aba biyotcha. Someone says to a person, there's a mona of my father by you. Now, I inherited my father. The Yerusha went to me. So can I please have that mona? And the person answers, well, ein lecha biyadi ala chamishim dinner. There are only 50 dinners of this by me, and I'll give it back to you, but not the rest. So Potter doesn't have to swear. What do you mean? Isn't he a Moida B'miktsas? And the answer is not in this case. In this case, the reason he's Potter is b'pnei shehu kemeshiv aveda. He's like someone who returns a lost object to its owner. If I return a wallet to you, I return a bundle of money, a bundle of wheat, whatever it is, you can't say, well, who says you returned everything? Swear to me that you returned everything you found. No. A meshev aveda is pater meshvua. If not, nobody will return an aveda. I should return an aveda, then I have to start swearing that I returned everything? Now, Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you owed my father 100 dinner, and I'm the Irish. You know what Shimon could say? You sure? Well, I'm not sure, but I think so. Oh, you're not sure, but you think so. And your father is not here to be able to come and say, for sure. Well, I'm telling you, I don't owe the money, and that's it. There's nothing Reuven can do to force Shimon to pay. That's why he's a meshev aveda over here. So if he admits to a little, we take him for his word. We're not going to make him swear for the rest. However, if Reuven comes along and he says, I know for a fact that you owed my father money, not maybe, so Shimon can't just wiggle out of it and say, I don't know what you're talking about. Now Reuven would still have to prove it, but in this case, where Shimon admits to a little, that would be mechayef him explains about Tanura to swear about the rest. Okay. So we learned the yisoid of Moida B'miktsas. We learned that the tain has to be for at least shtei kesev. He has to admit to at least the pruta. We understand that that means that the discrepancy has to be by at least shtei kesev. So he said, you owe me shtei kesev and a pruta. And he admits to a pruta, which means that there still is a difference of shtei kesev between the two. But that he's going to have to swear, being that he was Moida about a pruta. We learned in the mission of the Haidah has to be me mina taina. If Reuven claims you owe me a bushel of wheat and he says, well, I owe you a half a bushel of barley, that does not make him a Moida B'miktsas. And we learned in the Mishnah that if Reuven comes along and says, you owed my father 100, and Shimon answers only 50, he's not a Moida B'miktsas because he's a meshiv aveda. Could have said nothing. His father's not here to prove it. But if Reuven comes and states a fact, not maybe, but for sure you owed my father money, For sure you owed him 100. And Shimon's response is only 50. Under those circumstances, the Batanut explained that he would be chayiv to swear on the rest.